Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We hadn't even heard of your product. Our son called us and said, you two need to be using this. And, oh, I love it. It really seems to be helping. My energy levels are not always great, but for the last couple of months, it seems to be improving. But it was really strange because our son doesn't recommend a lot of products to us. He's not like that with us. He says, you're my parents. I'm not yours. I'm not telling you what to do. But with this one, he said, no, I think you really need to do this. And our son was right. We need to be doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Hi there, welcome back. Yeah, little I've Bing. Oh, man. Welcome back.
I thought that was Gene Autry.
Stop it. Welcome back to the show. And I wanted to mention something else people are kind of unaware of. By the way, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. At the bottom of the homepage are all the podcasts of this live show that we're doing right now. So you can listen to those. But let me just say this. So about a month ago, it came out that the COVID-19 vaccine biotech Vaccitech nabbed Pfizer, right? And Pfizer came out with, of course, this wonderful COVID vaccine that's so safe, okay? Do you want to know who owns Vaccitech? It's financed and supported by Google Ventures, Sequoia Capital, CIA, Gene Matrix, Lion Trust Asset Management, Oxford Sciences Innovation, which is Bill Gates, and Series A round funding. The chief scientific officer there worked in China as well. So it's also Vaccitech is also John Hopkins University product. I know. It's never ending, is it? And isn't it interesting what a role Google gets to play in all these companies? Financing and supporting all of this.
It almost
while
makes
promoting
you,
it.
Almost makes you think it has something to do with money.
Almost. That is the truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Let's see. Everybody's closing up shop for the week, it seems, and there's still a lot of people scared. I'd like to know how you and Milty separately, but first heard about or watched or however you came across the big press conference Monday.
Which one?
Rudy's.
Oh, Rudy's.
And,
yeah.
And Miss Paul's.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for that.
It's more, there's more to it than that. Because I think it was a stroke of genius. I think that we're expecting too much. I didn't know what to expect, but I said, this is a stroke of genius. I can't think of a better way to get the word out than the way they did it. And it turns out that it was very true because nobody in the news will cover it straight up.
Yeah.
Nobody will allow the whole video to remain on the internet without taking it off.
You're right.
So the whole audio was at least, I don't have cable. I don't know if any of the channels carried it, but putting it on where a certain person who gets 25 million people a day listening to his show, friendly listeners, citizens who will have open ears to this stuff, will hear this, and maybe she was overselling it, saying a fire hose of people are coming forth here. Maybe this was to let these people who did witness, like if I was an election watcher, I'd be scared.
Yeah,
because these people you're playing against they're ruthless.
Yes,
I'd be scared if I had some video or something. But by Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Rudy Giuliani, people who, good people around the world, have trust in. Mm. And very few of us have trust in the average lawyer.
Yeah.
But they won't, they'll sell you down the river, and maybe you get visited.
Yeah.
But by putting this in front of 20 million people, because a certain guy put it on his show,
yep,
and he put the whole thing on there, the word got out, so people knew that they had these three lawyers who they can trust to call and say, I have video, I have this, I have that, but right up to now, I've been scared thinking, who do I call that won't sell me down the river to, you know, the mafia?
Right, right.
So
all
just, maybe we're expecting more from it than, you know, we're expecting hard data and this stuff. Maybe it was to collect data.
Mm,
because
you never know.
Get scared people.
Yeah.
Which there's got to be a lot of, I mean, nationwide.
Yeah, right.
And they need, as Ms. Paul said, a preponderance of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to assume she knows what she's talking about. This is to gain that preponderance of evidence.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like good poker
sound
move.
Like it, because we haven't seen anything else, but I've got faith in this crowd because they're not shook and they're not stupid.
Mm-mm. No, in fact, Trump was just golfing. He's not worried about this, and he comes across that way, too. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the point.
And the fact that we've seen nothing else, it just screams to me, 20 million people now heard this.
Yeah.
Unless they didn't want to.
Right.
And they will go out and sell 20 million more. Because everybody knows at least one other person who, you know, maybe missed the show. But
yeah. Thanks.
Word gets out. I mean, I think it's a stroke of genius. Can you think, can you or Milty think of a better way of getting the word out, conservative word, knowing full well that it will not be played afterwards?
I think they have buried it terribly. Yeah. Hey, thanks for that. I think it's great, by the way. In fact, what did the news cover? The news only covered that Rudy Giuliani had some hair dye coming down his face because he was sweating. That was all they covered. And then they just kept saying they were desperate. It wasn't desperate. They were telling people what was going to happen over the next couple of weeks. And so I thought that was, it was great. But he could be very right. Was it a data collector? Could have been, as far as data collection, meaning, people sending in evidence. Sure.
You know, one of the president's strengths since he was elected has been getting information to the public.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to have a real knack for that.
Yeah.
I also think that part of this was to send a little misdirection the way of the Biden people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was a come. And that misdirection also will increase their ability to investigate.
Yeah.
Because when the Biden people panic, they start doing stupid things.
Yeah. The only thing that makes me, and some people might say, well, you sure have a lot of faith in this, and I can't believe you even do now because it looks like it's done, right? And I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this, and from the people that are my sources, said he has been preparing for this for at least 2 years.
Exactly.
So you got to give him a little credit in knowing what was about to take place. He knew it. He warned about it. Even in the debate, he said, Trump said, we'll see the biggest fraud we've ever seen take place. And they did have some time to put together some things. So I guess we see how all this lands is all I can say, because I actually do have a little faith that he was prepared. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm trying. But yeah, I don't underestimate Trump, because I actually think he's a pretty smart guy.
If we see what I think we're going to see from everything I've read and investigated, we are actually going to see it happening in real time video.
Interesting.
There will be no way to cover it up. You'll see the numbers literally change by the thousands in front of your eyes in election district after district after county after county in the battleground states. And they were set up to record that information as it happened.
And in the last hour, we also talked about some of the wording they're using for the brainwashing. Refuses to concede. They keep saying that, even though the election hasn't even been really called yet, because they can't. There's 6 states still outstanding. So they're saying he's refusing to concede because the media called it. The word audit instead of recount. No evidence when there's plenty of evidence. Widespread fraud instead of just fraud in the swing states. Mm-hmm. It's fraud, widespread. Yeah. No widespread fraud here. Yeah.
Even if all of the states mm-hmm. had confirmed,
mm-hmm.
it's still not over until the Electoral College votes.
I know, December 14th. And we keep saying that because I do. I hope people really realize that. And the conversation, I think, to educate those at the Thanksgiving table needs to happen, too. And I think as our young people are sitting there and listening, that can understand what's going on, the best thing that people could do at their dinner table would be to correct the information.
Yes.
So the only reason we had a president on election night in November was because they were projecting what the Electoral College would do, not because we had the results. Yeah. And this year, I think, will be very, very different. And so with that being said, I just want this election. I want them to prove the Dominion fraud because we've been using it to demonstrate coups in other countries too, and to get certain guys in the CIA anyway, to get certain people in office too. This system needs to go down.
Oh.
The Dominion system. So that's really what my biggest objective is. Is oh my gosh, do we realize the amount of fraud that this has perpetuated in so many races and in state races too? Think about that.
When you start using software like that in local elections, you literally have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if all you have to do is change votes by hundreds to win in a local election, there's no way.
Yeah. Yep. And how do you feel about Vaxitech, which is working with Pfizer? How do you feel about them being owned by Google? Google and Sequoia? And all these same groups that...
Well, I like Google. I think that way when we ask questions, we'll get answers. You know, Google, is the vaccine going to hurt me? No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, heavens.
Why would a tech company want to own...
Yeah. Some of their major funders, I should say, are Google, Sequoia, and all of these super bad... companies, oh gosh, that have their fingers in a lot of things and have since the beginning. See, when people say to me, well, those companies invest in companies, blah, blah, I get that, but these guys have had a stake since the beginning, so not so much. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi.
You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay. So you were talking about kind of dispelling truth and partial truth. One thing I think that a lot of people have not recognized about this COVID-19 issue that we have is when people get tested, what they're getting tested for is actually the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people can have that virus in their system. What the designation of COVID-19 means is the symptoms that come from having that virus. And that's why a lot of people may be positive, but technically you don't have COVID-19 unless you have those lower respiratory symptoms appear. And that's why it's so critical that hospitalizations are the key factor to be considering with all of this nonsense, because COVID-19 is the symptom diagnosis. It is not the actual virus.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And yeah, it's great, great info too.
The test itself proves nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. So, we've said this so many times on the show, the COVID test is so broad, was never supposed to diagnose.
Well, from the very beginning, they were talking about asymptomatic infected people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of an asymptomatic person with influenza? Or measles?
Yeah.
The asymptomatic measles guy is running around?
I know. Well, I guess we're all asymptomatic all the time.
Right.
That's the memo. That was the most ridiculous thing they came out with, asymptomatic people.
Right.
Even the WHO, which is so corrupt, actually had to correct that and say that they can't give people anything. But what does our news say? That asymptomatic people are spreading it. Okay. Do you guys remember when the lab tech accidentally injected themselves with the smallpox vaccine a year ago? Exactly a year ago? And the Pentagon and the CDC mistakenly shipped smallpox in 2015? Do you guys remember that? Just stay tuned for a moment. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
To me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Show. Love that song. I hope you're not spending Thanksgiving alone because of your fear. I hope so. I mean, I hope not. I hope that you're going to be with people you love this year, and do not let the government and the media tell you what to do. And by the way, when the government and the media are on the same accord, when they are parroting each other, when they agree, that is your biggest sign you're being lied to. The biggest one, if I had to make a list of how to know if you're being played, and this is how we knew early on the whole COVID sham was a sham, was the fact that the government and the media were in cahoots. When they're in cahoots, go the complete opposite direction for truth. And I can't say that enough. That's how you always will know. It's no secret remedy. We don't have a crystal ball here. It's just when they're together, you know, thick as thieves, when they're together, then you know that you're being lied to. By the way, get over to Balance of Nature, order up. Balance of Nature is awesome, and you'll love this product, and it has the nutrients you need for your system, for your immune system. I love this product personally, and would not be without it. Make sure you get it too. In fact, order up right now, balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, as the code, and you'll get 31 fruits and vegetables shipped to you for free, 35% off, and also... the shipping is free, I should say. And you'll get 35% off, and it's an amazing product. Just put in the code Kate as the promo code. When you go to balanceofnature.com, a box pops up and asks for that code, and put that in, Kate, K-A-T-E, okay? You'll love it, and you'll thank me for this one, I promise you. So I was talking about smallpox going out, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be joining us next week. And let me say this. She thinks that the smallpox is going to make a return. They've been working on this and doing some things with smallpox that it's kind of interesting if you're really paying attention and looking at this. But back in 2018, actually, the CDC just 2 years ago was recommending treatment for smallpox. They were recommending tecovirimat. I know I'm not saying that right. Tecovirimat as a, okay, we don't even have smallpox going on. Why were they doing that 2 years ago? And Dark Winter, the document that even Biden brought up during the election and said that we'll be in a dark winter this winter. And Trump said, no, we're not if I'm president. Do you guys remember that exchange? Dark Winter was all about smallpox. They keep working on smallpox in the labs, in the Army labs. And in 1978, when they had that little problem with smallpox over in England, that was because of a lab worker working on it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? So just kind of keep that in mind, not to fear, but I'm just saying, wow, that's kind of strange. So, you know, would they try to unleash something like that that's real? Because right now they're making a lot of headway with the COVID thing. The only sole reason that you're wearing a mask, that healthy people are wearing masks, is because they said asymptomatic people can spread it. Even though the WHO said That's not possible. It's very, very,
right.
The odds of that happening are astronomically low. We're still wearing a mask as healthy people. Please take it off. You don't need the mask. Healthy people can't transmit something. They don't have any symptoms. They don't have any way to transmit it. If you're standing 3 feet from somebody and you're not coughing and sneezing, how in the world is that getting from one person to the other then? How would that happen? What transmission form are you using, right? And you don't have any way to do it. There's no way to do it, and you don't have anything to give. So if you're healthy, stop worrying about it. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting so tired of this COVID thing. This is why we're doing a whole rest of the week without COVID and no election and no COVID. No election fraud and no COVID fraud. Thoughts?
You know, one of the reasons that smallpox is being looked at again for biological warfare is that nobody vaccinates for it anymore.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
So you're people right. are susceptible to it again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come up with a strain of it, and it's also easy to make it a more deadly and infectious disease. It's right. it's pretty fun to work with if you're a biological warfare expert.
Can you believe this? And then they have, of course, the lab accidents gone wrong. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up, not to terrify people, but just to say, keep an eye on that. That's going to be a topic. Trust me on that one. I can feel it. So let me say this. I kind of alluded to this as we were going out of the last hour, but we were talking about this Thanksgiving that George Washington was coming up upon. We had the same date as our Thanksgiving now. It was on November 26th. It happened to fall on the same exact date. Okay. And this was back when George Washington was in. And he wanted to do he had a Thanksgiving proclamation that he wanted to go through. Because this one wasn't going to be about the Great Harvest, things like that. This was going to be about the Constitution specifically. And about this new form of government that we were all under that would bring us happiness. Okay. And a month before, President Washington himself had written to James Madison mentioning that he was contemplating asking the Senate to implement a day of Thanksgiving. Okay? But there was a representative that wasn't feeling the same way. And so he began this process in the House of Representatives. And after some debate about the appropriateness of this idea and whether they had the power to put forth such a resolution, Representative Roger Sherman, a congressman from Connecticut, as well as the signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but he's never talked about, Sherman spoke in agreement with this representative, and he felt that the resolution was justified and reminded them of a long tradition of calling for a day of Thanksgiving. And I misspoke when I said the representative wasn't for this. He was for this too. In fact, having a day of prayer and Thanksgiving and even fasting and prayer and Thanksgiving was common. Can you imagine common? Before it got hijacked by progressive liberals and all the crazies. Anyway, Representative Sherman reminded them that it was more than just a routine practice in the colonies to pray and fast and have thanksgiving for all the things that we have. In fact, the idea extended all the way back to Old Testament times after King Solomon finished building the temple. The resolution passed, and within a few days of the resolution, President Washington issued a proclamation, and it was published in the newspapers throughout the country. When we had a little bit more of a free press, it was still owned by the parties, but we had a little bit more of a free press. But we were a fledgling nation that was struggling at the time, and they sent this out. And this was the Thanksgiving to be held on, first Thanksgiving that the president actually kind of, you know, said, this is our proclamation for what we're going to do in the North American continent. And let me, if you will, let me just read a little bit of this to you. Okay. By the President of the United States of America, proclamation. And he said, where is it the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will and to be grateful for his benefits and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their own safety and happiness. And now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted to the people of these states to this service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all that is good, that was, that is, or that will be, that we may all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for this degree, great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner for which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, but particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty for which we are blessed, and the means of having, acquiring, and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us. And also that we may unite in humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord, ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of a wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as been shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789. Washington.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it really was, it was about giving thanks for this new country, for this governance style, for the freedom. We got to remember that. I think we forget that. We really do. And as much as we want to think it was about the harvest feast sitting at the dinner table, it was about thanking God for the ability to gather around a table to thank him.
Yep.
That's what it was about. Point that out at your Thanksgiving table, please. We really need these little kids to know that it wasn't just about the pilgrims and the Indians getting together for a meal. It was about this land, this constitution that needs to be held up and adhered to again, because we're not adhering to it. We've been hijacked, and we need to remember this. I really do hope that everyone's Thanksgiving's is a good time to reflect on this, and just, there's a lot of gratitude I have, and I could do a whole show about gratitude. And glad we get to do this. And I just want to continue on doing this, because the powers that be might not like a show like this on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're very mindful of that. One of the first things Hillary talked about when she wanted to become president was getting rid of radio talk shows that brought up anything regarding her and her criminality. And so there was always a play for that. There was always been a play on the table for getting rid of anyone that brings up anything they don't like.
Yeah. So. That's part of the free press thing.
Yeah, the free press. So, you know, Washington, you know, that whole proclamation was about God. It's kind of interesting to go back to a time when our country talked about God so freely, you know? Isn't it tough to kind of remember and think that that's how it was? Because now you almost have to apologize for it.
I remember praying in school.
I know. It's kind of amazing that we've worked ourselves into a corner really voluntarily by putting ourselves into that corner. And I really do hope that your Thanksgiving table has a lot more to say about this than normal times. Let's really kind of go back to that.
You know, I absolutely do not want people to be offended by my faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start to pray, I give them the option of leaving.
That's nice.
It is nice. I don't want to offend.
It's an option.
If you're going to be offended by my prayer, you should leave now.
Because that's just the start of it. Just wait till he gets going. Yeah, that's so true. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. The programming that I've got scheduled all week long is really good. So make sure you that you listen, because it is. It's going to be really good. And there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful hours coming up on the show this week that I dove back into the Wayback Machine, too. It's going to be fun. Anyway, you guys have a great one. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday as well. Everybody have fun, relax, enjoy. And I do think some justice will be served, and I do think some things are coming to fruition. I really do. All right, everybody, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here next Monday.